ఆసీన సదా నిరస్స పులకం సత్తం పరం ధీమి. సో శ్రీల బ్యాస్ దేవ్ అవర్ ఫస్ట్ ప్రిడిసెసర్ ఇన్ ది డిసైబ్లిక్ చైన్ ఆఫ్ గురు పరంపర. దెర్ ఈస్ గురు పరంపర. దెర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ వైష్ణవ సంప్రదాయ. వన్ ఈస్ కాల్ బ్రహ్మ సంప్రదాయ, ది అదర్ ఈస్ కాల్ రుద్ర సంప్రదాయ, ది అదర్ ఈస్ కాల్ శ్రీ సంప్రదాయ అండ్ నిమ్మాక సంప్రదాయ ఆర్ కుమార సంప్రదాయ. సో వి బిలాంగ్ టు ది బ్రహ్మ సంప్రదాయ. బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ డిసైపుల్ అండ్ సన్ ఆల్సో నారద్, హీస్ డిసైపుల్ వ్యాసదేవ్, అండ్ హీస్ డిసైపుల్ ఇస్ మధ్యాచార్య, అండ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు బిలాంగ్ టు దిస్ మధ్యాచార్య సంప్రదాయ. హీ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ వాజ్ ఈశ్వర్ పురి, అండ్ ఈశ్వర్ పురి స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ వాజ్ మాధవేంద్ర పురి. దిస్ మాధవేంద్ర పురి హ్యాపెన్ టు బి ఇన్ ది డిసైబ్లిక్ సక్సెషన్ ఆఫ్ మధ్యాచార్య. Therefore, we, coming down from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are known as Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya. So here, Srila Vyasadeva is offering his respect to the absolute truth, Satyam Param. We sometimes find in our government paper Satyam Eva Jayate. That is nice, but there are relative truths and there is absolute. Here Vyasadeva is offering his obeisances to the absolute, which include everyone. All relative truths are included within the absolute truth, samambona. So, Siddhartha Swami comments on this point that Sri Vyasadeva is offering obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of all emanation, janmadasya jata, that sentient avijna and sara, fully independent. So our independence is hampered by maya. We want to be independent, but actually we are not independent. We are dependent on the dictation of maya. ప్రకృతి క్రియమాణాన్ని గుణై కర్మాణి సర్వస్ అహంకార విమురాత్మా కర్త అహం ఇది మన్యతే. వి ఫాల్స్లీ థింక్ దట్ వీఆర్ ఇండిపెండెంట్, బట్ వీఆర్ నాట్ ఇండిపెండెంట్. వీఆర్ కంప్లీట్లీ అండర్ ది క్లాచెస్ ఆఫ్ మాయా. ప్రకృతి క్రియమాణాన్ని గుణై కర్మాణి సర్వస్ వీఆర్ acting under the influence of the modes of nature. Some of us are working under the influence of goodness, some of us are working under the influence of passion, and some of us are working under the influence of ignorance. But the Param Satya, the Supreme Lord, He is not under the influence of any modes of material nature. Therefore, it is express here, dhamna sena nirastha kuhakam. He is completely independent and there is no influence of maya. There is no influence, nirastha kuhakam. Here it is illusion. We are living under the influence of material nature, but we are thinking that we are independent. This is kuha, illusion. This is called maya. And so long we do not understand this defect of our materialistic way of life, that is called defeat. Whatever you are doing, that is defeat. You are not conquering, but you are being defeated by the exigency of the material energy, which is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivichesa gunamai mama maya grate. So we are all under the influence of maya, illusion. Aham mameti janasa moho ayam. Ayam. This feature of our life, I am independent. And whatever I have created, that is mine. This is illusion. Janasya mohoya. These are all explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam in different places. Our author of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, he says, just aim your objective to the absolute truth, sattam par, not to the relative truth. Here, everything is in relative truth for the time, but it appears to be true, but actually it is not true. Siddhartha Swami comments in this connection, sattanang sargap sargo bhutendriya jivata rupa amrisha satta jat sattataya mitha sargo vi sattavat pratiyate. Actually, there is no truth, but because there is truth in the absolute and it is a reflection of his energy, therefore it appears like truth, but actually it is not truth. Jasya sattataya mitha sarvobi sattavat pratiyate. This is a mitha creation, illusion. Just like this body, your body, my body. It is created at a certain point. It will exist for a certain days. And it will have some byproducts, and then it will dwindle, and then it will vanish. Now once this body is vanished, I am not going to get again this body. It is not possible. Even if I get a human form of body next life, it is not exactly like this. Therefore, this body, although it appears to be true, it is not true. It is temporary. We don't say false. The Mayavadi philosophers, they say it is false. But we say not false, but temporary. But our existence is eternal. That is true. Our na hannate hannamane sarire na jayate nam diyate va kadachit. These are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, our objective should be how to reach the absolute truth. Because we are now entangled in this relative truth for the time being. We get a body for a few years, maybe for 10 years or for 100 years, or for millions of years. Just like we get information from the Bhagavad Gita that the duration of life in the higher planets, that is the sky, sahasra yuga parjantam, or harjat brahmanogidu. We cannot calculate even one day's duration of Brahma. It is so long. But it is also limited. There is death. Brahma is also dying. He is not immortal. But we are, as spirit soul, we are immortal. Na hannate hannamanesari. That is our position. Therefore we should aim to the Satyam Param, not to the relative. That is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Satyam Param Dhimahi. Now the next verse, Vyasadeva is describing, Dharma Projita Koitava Atra Parama Nirma Saranang Satam Vedam Vastamam Atra Vastu Sivadam Tapatraya Unulanam. Srimadha Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kingva Pare Ishara Shadya Ridya Avaruddhate Shadya Ridya Varuddhate Atra Kriti Vi Susu Vi Tatkhana. This Srimad Bhagavata is so nice that if one hears Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning and from realized soul, or anyway, if he hears from the very beginning, nityam, not that Bhagavat Satta, this is professor. There is no mention that Bhagavat should be studied or heard only for Satta. We don't find anywhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are big comments on the Srimad Bhagavatam, just like Siddhar Swami, Vijay Raghavacharya, Vijay Dhaja, Rupa Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Prabodhini, Vallabhacharya. There are at least 8 very authoritative commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. But we don't find anywhere that Bhagavat Saptaha should be observed. We don't find. I do not know how it came into existence, this Bhagavat Saptaha reading. But actually, Srimad Bhagavata is so vast and great study that even one verse cannot be completed in 7 years. What to speak of studying the whole Bhagavata in 7 days? That is not possible. This verse, the first verse, Janmadasya Jataha, this is taken from the Vedanta Sutra. So the whole Vedanta philosophy is there in one verse. So Bhagavat should be heard from, Grantha Bhagavat should be heard from the person Bhagavat. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's days, when he was living in Jagannath Puri, many people used to go and recite before him many poetry and many other things. But it was to be passed, first of all, by his secretary, Sarup Damodar. Unless Sarup Damodar hears from the person and he recommends, yes, this poetry can be heard, this commentary on Srimad Bhagavat can be heard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not hear. That was the system. So one Brahmin, he wrote something about Srimad Bhagavatam, and he described Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, as made of wood. So the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very much dissatisfied, and he chastised him, that Brahmin. The Brahmin, of course, was very sober. He accepted the chastisement. Then there was compromise, and at that time, Sarup Damodar Goswami asked him that if you want to know Srimad Bhagavat, then you must study Srimad Bhagavat from the personal Bhagavat. Bhagavata Parogya Bhagavata Sthane. Bhagavata, there are two Bhagavat. Bhagavat, one Bhagavat is the Srimad Bhagavatam book. Another Bhagavat is the pure devotee. Pure devotee of Lord. He is person Bhagavat. And this is Grantha Bhagavat. So, Sarup Damodar recommended that if you want to study Bhagavat, then you must study from a realized pure devotee. Pure devotee means Anna Vilasita Sutram Jnana Karmad Anabritam Anukullena Krishnanusilanam Bhakti Yuktava. That is pure devotion. By reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, one should not expect some remuneration for his livelihood. That is not Bhagavatam. One who preaches Srimad Bhagavatam for the satisfaction of the Lord, he is pure. The other word, one should not make a professional business of Bhagavad recitation. That is not allowed. No acharya will allow. That is not the practice. Therefore, here it is said, dharma prajita koitavatra. Koitava means chalana, cheating. Any kind of religion, pseudo-religion, pretentious religion, prajita. Prajita, Siddharsani said, prakishta rupena ujjita. Completely reject anything. Now what is this dharma? People generally, they are interested in four principles of spiritual advancement. Actually, that is not spiritual advancement. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Chaturbarga. They are called chaturbarga. So, when it is said, dharma prajita koitavatra, Siddharsani comments on this point, atra mokhavisandhi pajyantam nirastam. Those who are desiring after moksha, nirbhed jnananusandha, to become one with the Supreme, that is called moksha. That is generally understood. Moksha, liberation means to become free from this material contamination and become one with the Supreme. That is the objective of the Jnani Sampradaya. Jnani Sampradaya, Jnani Sampradaya, without becoming Jnani, nobody can understand what is spiritual life. That is a fact. But generally, we mean, Jnani means persons who are trying to merge into the existence of Brahma Impalities. Jnani Sampradaya. Sometimes they are called Vedanta, Vedanta Sampradaya. But Here it is said, dharma prajita, dharma artho kama moksha, that moksha, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, that is also rejected. Those who are after merging into the existence of the Supreme, they are not proper candidate for studying Srimad Bhagavatam. This Koitava has been explained by Siddharshami as that mokkhavancha parjantam nirastam. Simply devotional service. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends nadhanangnas janangna sundaring kavitang bhajagadishakame mama janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahaituki tai. Now, dhanang janang sundari kavitam, these are the aspirations of the karmis. Karmis, they want riches, opulence, material opulence, dhanam janam, good family, good following, good factory, good office, many followers, good riches at home, nice wife, nice children. These are the aspiration of the karmis. Karmis want to be happy within this material world. Shirai sarja rupesha. They want beauty. They want money. They want material happiness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitang va jagadish kaam. I do not want this. A pure devotee will not aspire after this material opulence, because they are the subject matter for the karmis. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again says, mama janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahitu kite. Janmani janmani means repetition of birth. The jnanis, they do not want repetition of birth. They want to finish this repetition of birth and merge into the Brahma effulgence. That is the jnani. Jnani is objective. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuses. Janmani janmani means that he does not say that stop my repetition of birth and birth. That is not the aspiration. So, a devotee is not aspirant like the karmis or like the jnanis. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abritam. There should be no tinge of jnani's philosophy. There should not be any tinge of karmi's philosophy. That is not pure devotion. That is called vidya, not shuddhya. Shuddha bhakti, unadulterated devotion, means unnavilasita sunnam. There should be no aspiration except to serve Krishna. Mama janmani janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahaitu. This is pure. Therefore, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prajita koito, chalanadhan, which is not pure devotion. That is completely thrown away in the Srimad Bhagavatam. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, if one aspires after material opulence, or if one aspires after spiritual emancipation to merge into the existence of Brahma effulgence, that is not pure devotion. that is rejected. Dharma proji, dharma artha kam moksha is rejected. Dharma projita atra koitava parama nirmasranam. This subject matter is for the parama nirmasa. Nirmasa means, Siddhar Swami says, masarata para utkarsam asahanam. If one is making rise materially, becoming advanced, that is our business within the material world. Even my brother is materially opulent, I am not very much satisfied. I am envious. Oh, my brother has expanded his business so much, I could not. He has accumulated so many crores or ways, I could not. So, this is material existence, matsarata. Here, it is said, nirvasaranam. Nirvasaranam means those who are not envious. That means they are in the transcendental position, in the Vaikuntha position. In the Vaikuntha world, there is also competition. Everyone is trying to serve Krishna more. So there is competition. But there is no matsarata. There is no enviousness. If I see somebody is worshipping Krishna or serving Krishna more than me, then I shall think, oh, he is so nice that he is serving Krishna more than me. Not, it is not matsarata, it is appreciation. It is not matsarata. So in the Vaikuntha world, there is appreciation. And in the material world, there is enviousness. The same thing, when turns into Vaikuntha quality, it becomes a different thing. It is not matsarata. That is appreciation. Oh, he is so nice. Just like Radharani. Radharani, nobody can be topmost devotee. Krishna, anaya radhate. Radharani means who is worshipping Krishna, the most, topmost service. Among the gopis are serving Krishna. There is no comparison, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Ramya kachid upasana, brajavadhu varga vija kalpita. Brajavadhu, these damsels, these cowherd girls, as they worship Krishna, there is no comparison in the world. There is no devotee of Krishna as the gopis. Gopi bhava rasam nitabhi lahari kallola magnau sada. The Goswamis, they are simply praising the gopis. Oh, how they are serving Krishna. Oh, that was their business. Gopi bhava rasam nitabhi lahari kallola magnau sada. It is stated in the Srinivasa Acharya's appreciation of the Goswami's activities. Tatyaturnam masesa mandala patisane sada tucham bhutya dina ganesha kaukarunaya kopina kanthasito gopi bhavarasamrita dhilahari kallol magno sada bandi rupa sanatana lagjugo sri jiva gopal. These Goswamis, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghujugo, two Raghus. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo, Sri Jiva Gopala, Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. These six Goswamis were direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya. So they left their home. Tatya Churnam Asesa Mandalapati said. These two Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, were big ministers of the God. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of his father and uncle, the biggest Jamindar, landlord of that time. So they left everything. Tatta Churnam Asesa Mandalapati. Because they are so rich and aristocratic, their associates were Mandalapati, big men. Mandalapati means big influential men who can control many persons. So they gave up the association. How? Tuchhava. Oh, it is very insignificant. What is the use of this association? Then what they began? Tatva-churna-masesa-mandala-pati-sani-sada-tuchhava-bhutva-dina-ganesa-ko-karunaya-kopina-kantha-su. They accepted kopina and kantha, loincloth. Very minimum demands of the body. To become sannyasi and sadhu means to minimize the material demands. So they minimized according to circumstance. They minimized. Kopina kanthas. Why? Na dina ganoe sako karunaya. The general mass of people, they are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness and to educate them, to enlighten them. Karunaya, out of compassion. Not that Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, Raghunatha, they took this dress of mendicant for fulfilling the belly. No. They minimized. That should be the process, minimizing material demands. Turna. Tattva turna masesa mandala patisanen sada tuchhava. Bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya kopi na kanthasi. Accepted, very humble life. Then there is another problem. If a very rich man all of a sudden takes to this life of sannyas or mendicant, it is very difficult for him to leave. We have practically seen it. In Calcutta there was Mr. C.R. Das, Gandhi's disciple, next to Gandhi. So he was earning at that time 50,000 rupees. He was a lawyer. The Gandhi's non-cooperation movement, there was boycott of British courts. So C.R. Das said to Gandhi, that I earn 50,000 rupees, you take this money, why you are asking me to stop practicing in the court? Gandhi said, no, I want you, not your money. So the Congress resolution was there, so he gave up his practice. He gave up his practice, but because he was spending 50,000 rupees per month and he had no money, he could not leave for 1 year. He died very soon. That we have seen in our boyhood we saw. So, from materialistic point of view, if one all of a sudden comes down to the lowest position, it is very difficult for, unless he is very spiritually sound. So, there is no need of abruptly changing. That is the instruction. But these Goswamis, they were so advanced. Not only advanced, they had another engagement. They left their ministership, that's all right, took the position of a mendicant. But how they live? Very nicely. That is this.
गोपी भाव रसामृता दिलहरी कल्लोल मग्नौ सदा. बिकॉज दे आर ऑलवेज मर्ज इन टू द ओशन ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लीस विच आर एंजॉयड बाय द गोपीज. दे आर ऑलवेज थिंकिंग ऑफ द गोपीज बिहेवियर विद कृष्णा. How the gopis were thinking at home when Krishna was out for taking care of the cows. And the gopis at home, they are thinking, oh, Krishna's foot so soft and he is walking on the stones and how much he is feeling pain. In this way, they are thinking and crying at home. This is Krishna consciousness. They were ordinary cowherd girls, not educated, not born of Brahmin's family, not student of Vedanta, nothing of the sort. But they were absorbed in thought of Krishna. That is Gopi Bhava. Always thinking of Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was sannyasi, he was strictly following the rules and regulations of the sannyasi. Even devotees, women could not come before him very near. They would offer their respect from a distant place. He was so strict, but he is appreciating. Ramma kachid upasana brajavadhu bargavija kalpita. This is the test that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciating some women's activities in relationship to Krishna. So they were not ordinary women. They were expansion of Krishna's pleasure potency. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi sabhi eva goloka eva nivasati akhila atma. They are Krishna's expansion. Radharani is Krishna's expansion. Pleasure potential. Radha Krishna Pranaya Brigiti, Alladini Shakti. Krishna is Parabrahma. And we, in this material world, in order to test Brahma Sukha, Ittham Brahma Sukhan Bhutya, Brahma Sukha. We give up all material pleasures. Great saintly person, sannyasis, they give up all material pleasures in order to have a little taste of Brahma Sukha. And Krishna is Parabrahma. He is Brahma himself, Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma. Do you think that Parabrahma is enjoying some material happiness by mixing with ordinary girls? Do you think like that? For understanding Brahma, partial effulgence of Krishna, these materialistic persons are giving up all material pleasures. And the Supreme Parabrahma, does he enjoy any material pleasure? No. We misunderstand. Therefore, without understanding Srimad Bhagavatam from the beginning, if we jump over all of a sudden to the Rasa-lila or the Krishna's dealings with the gopis, we will misunderstand. I refer this very fact before you because in any, in various places, we have been asked by big philosophers, scientists, that why Krishna had his leela with the gopis. They think it otherwise. And actually, that is the fact. If you don't understand Krishna, if you don't understand what is gopi and what is Radharan, and if you all of a sudden jump over Krishna's leela with the gopis, surely you will miss him. So that is not recommended. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, Swarup Damodar, said that if you want to study Bhagavad, you must go to a living Bhagavad, not to the professional. Then you will not understand. Then you go on reading Bhagavad or hearing Bhagavad for not only 7 days but 7 millions of years, still you will not be able to understand Krishna. And Vyasadeva has devoted 9 cantos. We are reading just on the first chapter of the first canto. He has devoted 9 cantos just to make you understand what is Krishna. That is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Manusanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyana kaschid vittimam tattata. To understand Krishna as absolute truth, it is not very easy task. You have to understand it through scientific knowledge given by the realized soul, not jumping over or Bhagavad Sakta. No, that is not recommended. Bhagavad recommends Nittam Bhagavat Sevaya. Why for 7 days? Nittam. You'll find here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punnasavana Kitana Riddhantasa Avadrani Vidhunati Suhit Satam. Nashta Prayesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavat Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Nashti. These are recommendations of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnatam Sakata Krishna. You are hearing Sri Krishna's words about Krishna or from Krishna. There are 2 kinds of Krishna's words. One is Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna directly, and another is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is spoken of Krishna, about Krishna. So there are 2 Krishna kathas. So, Bhagavad says, Sinnathang Sakata Krishna. When we are anxious to hear about Krishna, Sakatha, not Adas Katha, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, not that Savanam Kirtan for any other, no, Vishnu. Here also Srimad Bhagavad says, Sinnathang Sakata Krishna. When Krishna is within you, when he sees that you are very serious to know about him, Sakatha Krishna. Because if you simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Punna Savana Kirtana, you acquire immediately the result of pious activities simply by hearing. And if you stick to that hearing, then Krishna understands that now you are serious about hearing about it. Then he helps. Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Riddhantasya Krishna Riddhantasya Vidhunati Avadrani. All dirty things he will cleanse. He will help you cleanse. In this way, as we become advanced, our heart becomes clean, then we understand Krishna. Otherwise, we misunderstand Krishna. That is our misfortune. Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Riddhantasa Avadrani Vidhunati Suhit Sata. Krishna is friend, Sridhan Sarvabhutana, but he is a special friend for the satan, those who are devotees. Surit satan, he is friend of everyone, but he is a special friend for the devotee. Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Riddhantasa Avadrani Vidhunati Suhit Satam. In this way, if we stick to the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, proper, then gradually the dirty things in our heart will be cleansed. So when it is almost cleansed, not completely cleansed, nasta prayeshu abhadreshu. Nasta praya abhadra means these three material modes of nature. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. They are all abhadra because they are material. So we have to cleanse ourselves from this material contamination. That is called nasta prayeshu abhadreshu. So nasta prayeshu means that when we are cleansed of the modes of ignorance and the modes of passion, when these two things are clean, it is called nasta prayeshu abhadreshu. But the modes of goodness, that is also abhadreshu. You have to transcend the modes of goodness. Just like people, they are nice people, pious people, they are attached to do some welfare activities in this world. But according to spiritual advancement of life, that goodness is also abhadra. You have to become pure, simply inclined to serve Krishna. Anda vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana apritam anukullina krishnanu silanam. Anukul, simply how Krishna will be satisfied. That business, that the gopis. The gopis were not sacrificing, were not performing big sacrifices or any philanthropic work, opening schools or hospitals and this and that. They were simply after Krishna. That is their purpose. That is called Shuddha Satya. Sattam visuddham vasudeva, above goodness. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Ramma kachidupasana brajavadhu varga bhijakalu. There is no better worship than what was conceived by the gopis. But they are not ordinary material things. Therefore we should not misunderstand the gopis' activities with Krishna as ordinary dealings of young boys and girls. They are different things. Chinmaya, ananda chinmaya rasa. That is ananda chinmaya rasa. Not jaramaya, not this gross material rasa. The sex life is gross material rasa. But the dealings of gopis and Krishna, they are not ordinary material rasa. They are chinmaya rasa, ananda chinmaya rasa, pratibhavitavi, savidya eva nija rupa tayavi. The gopis are expansion of Krishna's feature, Krishna's alladini potency, pleasure potency, expansion. Therefore Srimad Bhagavatam said that this subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is bent for parama nirmal saranam satam. Pure devotee who are above all envious. Parama nirmal saranam satam. Vastava vastu vidyamatra. If you want to understand real reality, not false reality, shadow reality, then you will understand in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vastava vastu vidyam vidyam vastava vastu. Vastava means vastu, from vastu vastu. The vastava means Krishna's energy. So Krishna's energy is played at present. Vastava vastu vidyam and Sivadam. That is Sivadam, auspicious. Everything auspicious. If you try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam from the proper source, then it is Sivadam, Mangalam, auspicious. And the result, Tapatraya Unmulanam. Tapatraya. In this material world, we are suffering threefolds of miserable condition of life. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, anadidvaitik. That will be unmulanam, uprooted. Tapatraya unmulanam. Then, Srimad Bhagavate, Mahamunikrite. This Srimad Bhagavatam is not an ordinary book. Just like we write books, some fiction from novel, from drama, and there are thousands and thousands of writings like that. Srimad Bhagavatam is not like that. Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahamunikrite. It is written by the Mahamuni Vyasadeva. After his mature experience, after reading all the Vedas, all the Vedic literatures, Puranas, even Vedanta Sutra, he was not happy. Then, under the instruction of Narada, he took up writing, Srimad Bhagavatam, simply describing the glories of the Lord. Therefore, it is said, this Srimad Bhagavatam is not an ordinary book. It is written by Vyasadeva in his liberated condition. Mahamuni Krite, King Mahaparai. Then what is the use of reading other Vedic literature? This is the essence of Vedic literature. That will be explained. Nigama Kalpataror Golitam Phalamidam. Nigama means Vedas. The tree, you get a tree to get the fruit. So it is said that it is Nigama Kalpataror Golitam Phalam. Ripen fruit. That will be explained. Greatest contribution of Vyasadeva, it is meant for the persons who are Parama Hamsa, Parama Nirmasa, and if you want to learn real reality, so you will get it from Srimad Bhagavatam. So you are trying to serve you to our best capacity. Please cooperate with us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.